Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. The nonprofit Linux Foundation announced the intention to form the Open Wallet Foundation to develop open source software supporting interoperability for a wide range of wallet use cases. The press release includes, the OWF does not intend to publish a wallet itself, nor offer credentials or create any new standards. The community will focus on building an open source software engine that other organizations and companies can leverage to develop their own digital wallets. The OWF will be led by CEO of open banking startup Yes.com, Daniel Goldscheider. Already on board with the OWF are Okta, Ping Identity, Accenture, CVS Health, the OpenID Foundation, and more. The Wall Street Journal obtained an internal Meta document titled Creators in Reels State of the Union 2022, published in August. The report details Instagram's struggle with Reels engagement, earning 17.6 million hours of watch time a day versus TikTok's 197.8 million hours a day. The report noted engagement fell 13.6% over the previous 4 weeks, and most Reels have no engagement whatsoever. Meta spokesperson Devi Narasimhan told The Verge the report reflects only a moment-in-time snapshot. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission settled with VMware over, among others, misleading investors and concealing the company's slowing performance relative to its projections. VMware consented to a cease-and-desist order and will pay an $8 million penalty. The company released a statement saying, "This settlement is the right course of action for the company and continues to be committed to operating at the highest level of integrity, including with respect to its public filings and communications with investors." Twitter Blue members on iOS can now view the redesigned Spaces tab as part of the Early Access Labs feature. The redesigned tab features live and recorded spaces, as well as a selection of popular podcasts that can be listened to directly in the app. The Twitter Blue account tweeted that Android is coming soon. Back in February, Peloton co-founder John Foley stepped down as CEO during a 2,800-person layoff. Peloton now announced Foley has resigned from the company altogether, stepping down from the executive chair position alongside Hisao Kushi, a fellow co-founder and chief legal officer. Former chief deputy general counsel and deputy corporate secretary of Uber, Tammy Albaran, will take over as chief legal officer and corporate secretary on October 3rd. DuckDuckGo, Brave, and Mozilla, among others, sent a letter to members of U.S. Congress urging them to vote quickly on the American Innovation and Choice Online Act. The legislation would ban companies from promoting their products on their platforms, thus prioritizing them over competitors. Earlier this year, Google wrote in a blog post, "Americans might get worse, less relevant, and less helpful versions of products if harmful anti-tech legislation is passed." The letter sent to Congress said big tech tactics also make it impossible or complicated for people to change app settings. The Verge reports Google canceled the next version of its Pixelbook laptop and dissolved the team building it as a cost-cutting measure. Members of the team are said to be transferred into other Google projects. Blue Origin, the rocket company owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, experienced a launch failure Monday on a crewless rocket. Approximately a minute into the flight, once flames were visible from the engine, the empty crew capsule was successfully ejected and landed safely in the Texas desert. The U.S. Federal Aviation Authority has grounded the rocket pending investigation. The crewless mission had contained dozens of experiments. Ford Motor Company, which owns Lincoln Motor Company, introduced the 2023 Ford Mustang Mach-E and the 2023 Lincoln Corsair SUVs, which will be the first vehicles available with Ford BlueCruise 1.2 and Lincoln ActiveGlide 1.2. Ford is upgrading its map system with advanced driver assistance features designed to work on more than 130,000 miles of divided highways, including hands-free lanes changing, which can also suggest when the vehicle should change lanes in slow-moving traffic. Mobile technology company AppLovin announced Monday it halted attempts to purchase cross-platform game engine developer Unity. Unity shareholders rejected the $20 billion bid to instead focus on a $4.4 billion proposed acquisition of mobile advertising firm IronSource. Sony's next State of Play event will take place later today at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on YouTube and Twitch. Sony tweeted, "Expect about 20 minutes covering 10 upcoming games for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation VR 2. And Nintendo will hold its Direct Showcase today at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. It promises roughly 40 minutes of information mostly focused on Nintendo Switch games launching this winter. The event will stream on Nintendo's YouTube channel, except in the UK, as a mark of respect during this period of national mourning. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.